Sefer Yeshua Perek Vav. So now it is time for the conquest of Jericho, the first battle that the Jewish people are going to fight inside Eretz Yisrael, and a battle that is going to be won through totally miraculous means. One of the Mefarshim asks, why not just have Yeshua walk towards Jericho and have the gates just open up and let us in? And the answer is because that miracle would not have had this incredible major impact on all of the Shiva Amamin that were in Eretz Yisrael, to make them melt away, to make them fear, and also, of course, realize that the one fighting this war is not Klal Yisrael at all, but Hashem. Not one spear or sword is going to be needed to get inside Jericho, despite the fact that it was one of, if not the most fortified city in Eretz Yisrael at that time. Pasuk Aleph, Jericho Sogeres Umesugeres. And the city of Jericho was closed and even more enclosed, completely closed off. And the Mefarshim immediately say, Sogeres Umesugeres, that either, as the Malbim says, they added additional security measures because they knew that the Jews were on their way in and they had suspicions that there had been spies there a few days earlier, even though they hadn't seen them. They had reports that the Jewish people had crossed the Yarden River into Eretz Yisrael proper, so they set up additional security. The Radak, not necessarily arguing, says Sogeres refers to it being closed to outsiders, and Misugeres refers to it being closed from insiders going out, perhaps to betray them or spy on them for Klal Yisrael. So nothing came in and nothing went out, and the bars were down and the gates were firmly shut. Mipnei b'nei Yisrael, because of their fear of Klal Yisrael coming in, ein yotzei ve'ein ba, again, making that same point, Sogeres u'misugeres, none went out and none came in. Presumably the failure to catch or even catch sight of these spies who had been there a few days earlier was enough to put everybody on edge. Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua, Re'ei nosati v'yocha es richo ve'es malka. So just a little while after seeing the Malach, who told Yehoshua that everything is going to fall into place, literally, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yehoshua directly through a nevuah, behold, I have given over into your hand Jericho ve'es Malka and its king. And this seems to be a very important issue, that over the course of Sefer Yehoshua, lists of kings and chieftains who are going to fall in the Jewish hands are always going to be listed in the Psukim. It seems that the falling of the nations was not enough. The collapse of their complete political structure was also necessary to mention and to emphasize. Gibore HaChoyil, all of the mighty men of Jericho are going to fall before you. Pasuk Gimel. V'sabosem esoir kol anshei hamilchama. And here's the instructions for how to take the city. Not military instructions per se. Not this is how you should divide your troops and how you should plan your pincer attack, but something unexpected. You should surround the city, all of the men of war among Klal Yisrael, hakeif esoir pa'am echos, and they will make a hakafa. They will go around the city one time, kosas esheshes yomim, and you should do this once a day for the next 6 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the commandment on a Sunday, and so the seventh day is going to be a Shabbos when the great miracle is going to happen. The Malbim explains that sabosem, go around, surround, and hakeif, make a hakafa, are two different things. Sabosem esair, going saviv, going around something, could mean you only have three guys making a walk around, so the city is not surrounded. You're just circumnavigating the city. Hakeif, a hakafa, implies that it's completely surrounded from all directions, and that the Jewish people have the city right in the middle of their circle that they are making. So this is going to be the world's slowest Hoshanos. So you're going to do it for 6-7 days in a row. You're going to go around for the first 6 days only once a day. Who's going around? Well, we know all of the warriors are going around. That was not strictly necessary since Hashem is fighting the battle for you. Pasuk Dalet, v'shiva kohanim yisu shiva shofaros hayovlim lifnei ha'aron. Seven kohanim will carry seven ram's horns, the shofros of Yovel, the great shofar that you use of it, not only in the year of Yovel, but that refers to it being a ram's horn of an ayil. in front of the Aron, which will also circumnavigate. So you have the Aron, you have the Kohanim blowing shofros, you have the people, the warriors, going with it. Ubayom HaShavi, but on the seventh day on Shabbos, Tosobu Esoir Sheva Pe'amim. You should go around the city seven times. Ba'Kohanim Yisku'u Ba'Shofaros. And the Kohanim will blow tekios with their shofars that they have with them. And so, this is very much parallel to what we do in Hoshanos, what we do all through Sukkos and Hoshana Rabbah. All of this is intentional. All of this is going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu having us go around. The Medrash talks about the symbolism of the seven, implies HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruling, over seven heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, etc. It implies a Shiva is always the natural progress of things. Eight is Lamaila Min Hateva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of everything that happens in nature. You have, of course, the Shabbos being the holiest day of the week. You have the seven of Shemitah. All of this, presumably Kabbalistically also, is tied together in these seven times around.